350 microseconds. May not sound like very long, but in the world of stock trading, it's actually a lot. That is the length of a time delay on a new U.S. stock exchange that got approval from the SEC on Friday. It's called IEX, and the idea is to put in a speed bump to reduce the amount of high-speed trading. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be here.
So Michael Lewis wrote about this exchange in the book Flash Boys. Maybe some people have read that. A lot of people probably haven't. How does it work?
Well, basically, IEX operates as something that's called a dark pool, which sounds mysterious and even scary. But it's basically, think of it as a private trading network. And unlike the other exchanges, which publish its price quotes, these dark pools don't. So right now, 90% of the volume on these exchanges is dark. The rest of the market can't see the orders until they are already filled. So you've already bought or sold them.
Okay, so and a lot of this has to do with high-frequency trading, which, remind us, why has it gotten such a bad rap?
Well, you know, in addition to Michael Lewis's book, it sort of like became a scary theory. Like it uses these computer algorithms to take advantage of these teeny tiny price differentials that occur within millions of a second, right? So, for example, like, well, let's say there's a differential between a S&P 500 future and an S&P 500 exchange traded fund. They should be exactly identical, but every so often there's a little discrepancy. Well, guess what? The algorithm says, here's a discrepancy, jumps in, makes the trade. The upside of high-frequency trading is that the difference between the purchase and the ask, the bid-ask, it has fallen dramatically. But, you know, there's a fear that these high-frequency traders, they pay exchanges to be closer to the actual exchange. They see incoming orders, kind of like this anti-American, like, hey, they seem to be getting a fair advantage.
Yeah. Well, the NASDAQ and other exchanges don't like this. What are they saying?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. The NASDAQ folks were really trying to fight this pretty darn hard. And I get it because they're saying it's un-American. It creates this monopoly and it would create these prices that don't update on an ongoing basis, that market quality would suffer. Now, for the rest of us in the real world, we don't care about millions of a second. We're buying for the long term in our retirement accounts. So this might seem like this crazy esoteric conversation, but the reason it gets a lot of play is it just doesn't seem fair. And I think that's really what Michael Lewis was getting to when he created the hoopla around this and when he appeared on 60 Minutes after the publication of the book.
Okay, so this would be the 13th official stock exchange in the United States. And I'm sitting here having this conversation with you, trying to absorb it all. And I'm thinking to myself that already investing is so complicated. Will an average investor have any chance of either understanding this or actually getting involved with it?
Well, I think our listeners will understand very, very clearly, as a matter of fact. Look, I mean, the various exchanges might seem like overkill, but think of it this way. Every exchange has really morphed away from a physical trading floor into an electronic marketplace. Mm-hmm. And right now, the biggest one is the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. They've gotten the biggest market share, okay? But, you know, so about a quarter of the trades go through the New York Stock Exchange computers, then maybe 17% go through the NASDAQ computers. And then there's this other one called the BATS market. It's a second largest exchange operator because NASDAQ and NYSE are combined. They've got about 10%. To put this in perspective, when we look at IEX, it's got 1.6%. It's teeny tiny. Mm. It's trying to break through. We'll see if they get there. It's kind of interesting for wonky weirdos like me.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Thanks very much.
Take care.